Dionysus shall be read this year.
And by relating tales of others' griefs,
see if 'twill teach us to forget our own.
That were to blow at fire in hope to quench it. For who digs hills because they do aspire, throws down one mountain to cast up a higher. Oh, my distressed lord, even such our griefs are. Here they are but felt and seen with mischief's eyes, but like to grow, seeing tops they higher rise.
Oh, Dionysus, who wants his food and will not say he wants it, or can conceal his hunger till he famish?
Our tongues and sorrows forth us can sound deep our woes into the air, our eyes to weep. With lungs fetch breath that they proclaim them louder, that in heaven slumber while their creatures want, they may await their helps to comfort them. How they discourse our woes,
felt several years, and wanting breath to speak,
help me with tears.
I'll do my best, sir.
This task, for which I have the government,
city on whom plenty held full hand, for which is strewed herself even in the streets, whose towers bore heads so high they kissed the clouds, and strangers ne'er beheld but wondered at, whose men and dames so jetted and adorned like one another's glass to trim them by. Their tables were stored full to glad the sight, and not so much to feed on as delight. All poverty was scorned, and pride so great, the name of help grew odious to repeat.
Oh, it is too true.
Let's see what heavens can do by this archaic. Those mouths which but of late earth, sea, and air were all too little to content and please, although they gave their creatures in abundance. As houses are defiled for want of use, they are now starved for want of exercise. Those palates which not yet 2 summers younger must have inventions to delight the taste, would now be glad of bread and beg for it. Those mothers who to nuzzle up their babes thought naught too curious are ready now to eat those little darlings whom they loved. So sharp are hunger's teeth that man and wife draw lots. Who first shall die to lengthen life? Here stands a lord and there a lady weeping. Here many sink, yet those which see them fall of scarce strength left to give them burial. Is not this true?
Our cheeks and hollow eyes do witness it.
Oh, let those cities that have plenty tough and her prosperity so large be chased with their superfluous riot. Hear these tears. The misery and tires of speaking to heaven.
Walter.
Yeah.
Speak out thy sorrows, which thou bringest in haste. Comfort is too far for us to expect.
We have descried, upon our neighboring shore, a portly sail of ships making the wood.
Aye, Doran much. One sorrow never comes but brings an heir that may succeed as his inheritor. And so in ours, some neighboring nation, taking advantage of our misery, hath stuffed the hollow vessels with their powers to beat us down, though we are down already, and make us talk with the unhappy me.
That's the least fear. For by the semblance of their white flags displayed, they bring us peace, and come to us as favourers, not as foes.
Thou speak like insan tutor to repeat, who makes the fairest show means most deceit.
But bring they what they will or what they can, what need be fear? On ground's the lowest, and we are halfway there.
Go, tell their general we await him here to know for what he comes, and whence he comes, and what he craves.
Go, Belot.
Welcome his peace.
If he on peace insist,
if war, we are unable to resist.
Lord Governor, for so we hear you are, let not our ships and number of our men be like a beacon fired to amaze your eyes. We heard your miseries as far as Tyre, and seen the desolation of your streets. Nor come we to add sorrow to your hearts, but to relieve them of their heavy load, And these, our ships, you happily may think, like the Trojan horse, were stuffed within with bloody veins expecting overthrow, are stored with corn to make your needy bread, and give them life whom hunger starved half dead.
God, Sir Chris, protect you. He'll pray for you.
Arise.
I pray you. Rise. We do not look for reverence, but for love. And harborage for ourselves, for ships and men.
Which men any shall not gratify. Or pay you with unthankfulness in thought. Be it our wives, our children, or ourselves. The curse of heaven and men succeed their evils. Till when? Which I hope shall ne'er be seen. Your grace is welcome to our town and us.
Which welcome we'll accept. Feast here a while, until our stars that frown lend us a smile.